Many Americans are enjoying a long 4-day 4th of July weekend, and that means big crowds at Boston's annual Harborfest. For more than 3 decades, it's offered a way to celebrate that city's role in American independence. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Boston's Harborfest has 200 events going on through the weekend. On Saturday, the USS Constitution will conduct a naval gun drill. There's a Tea Party scavenger hunt. Earlier this week, Mayor Thomas Menino read to children in an armchair in front of City Hall, and there's live music. Susan Park is the president of Harborfest, which she helped to start 32 years ago.
A group of citizens in Boston got together and said we ought to do something on an annual basis to celebrate our Revolutionary War and maritime heritage.
You can step on the foot ropes here and get an idea of what the sailors were doing back in the day when they had to reef the sail.
Inside the museum, next to the historic sailing warship, the USS Constitution, Gary Foreman is a gallery manager. He pulls himself up onto a full-scale model of a yardarm that sails hang from, and you can hear the ropes underneath his feet groaning as he rocks back and forth. That's pretty cool. So people can get a real sense of what it was like to stand in the rigging.
And then you reach over and you grab a handful of sail and you haul it up.
Across the harbor, Michael Skoka is a local history professor. But today he's dressed in a full British redcoat uniform and doing tours. He's stopped at a memorial to a particularly famous Bostonian.
Samuel Adams, the consummate revolutionary. The government here, which is the British government, tries to bribe him to stop agitating. And he refuses the bribe, which shows he's single-minded and steadfast and incorruptible. But even though he could not be bribed, I must tell you that there's no strong evidence that he ever brewed beer.
Not only did Sam Adams probably not brew beer, Skoka maintains that the picture on the Sam Adams beer label may be based on a painting of Paul Revere, not Sam Adams at all.
Now that said, if you're from the Samuel Adams Brewery Company, you'd like me to stop saying that, willing to pay me to stop saying it, I'll stop saying it. Samuel Adams could not be bribed, but I can be bribed.
On its website, the company says Samuel Adams did in fact brew beer, so the point appears to be a matter of historical debate. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.